Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fake Fellas, where everybody wants to be a fake fella. OC.
OC.
That was, yeah. We've been here. Hey, it's been a while since we've been here, man.
We were able to drop another episode.
It's been months.
It's been a very long time, bro.
I know. What happened to all that bullshit we were talking about?
Well, let's go to the numbers. Jerky, what have the people said?
The people.
The people.
They're fucking what's these fools, man. Trying to fucking throw all the catchphrases out.
Hey,
they're running through everything.
What a very good tip.
Let's start. How rude are we? Let's start by introducing our guest on the episode 3 of The Fake Fellas.
Okay, first guest today is... Go ahead, Barlos.
Apparently you're a guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause for our guest.
Hey. The one and only Barlos.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for having me on.
Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
You know what? I'm glad I brought my knife. Someone's about to get stabbed tonight. Shit. Fucking fake fellas.
Just make sure you don't get any blood on my couch, bro.
I know. Victoria is having to share his couch. Yeah, he can't Indian sit.
Well, I know, man.
I'm sitting on his lap, so we're fine.
We do this
at work anyway.
Let together. Me Indian sit around your waist.
They're even
so fucking gay.
They're even holding hands like they do at work.
Yes, sir.
Dude, this fool does that shit at work? Or he'll slap my ass at work?
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, I'm about to report this motherfucker to HR, dude.
No,
just because I think it would be hilarious?
Yeah. Hey, you haven't done it because you like it.
Yeah.
No, because he's my best friend. But if he wasn't my best friend,
no.
I'd report
no, no,
that
we'll,
shit.
We'll be sitting in a staff meeting, like 40 deep, and we're sitting next to each other, and then I try to hold his hand, and he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, what? He's like, stop.
We used to do that shit all the time.
Funny.
Like, my wrestling teammates and I, we'd be walking down Lake with Mar, Super Mar, wherever. And we just hold hands and just keep walking.
Yeah, but that's
but you got
the wrestler. No, that's gay. Though.
No, but see, the gay one was the one who would let go first.
But see, but you guys,
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
That does not make sense.
No, that's
if you're playing gay chicken.
Yeah, and that's what I do. Exactly. With Victorious, and he loses right away.
See, but I'm just gonna leave that alone.
Victoria's
but you know
even,
what?
He can't even fucking talk.
I can't even mad lib this shit. No, but look. You were, how old were you when you were doing that gay wrestling shit? Not get the wrestling, gay, the holding hands.
Well, I was never doing gay wrestling. I was doing just wrestling.
Wrestling.
High school, good old wrestling.
Right. Okay, so you were a teenager,
I was,
right?
And
you
guys freshman year walking
through the mall, holding hands, playing the gay game.
Playing the
we
game.
We are in our gay 40s, chicken. And this is probably where I'm going to end up.
He's like,
but you know what? You know, it's more accepted now than it was back then.
It's a new generation.
When Chavo was a fucking child.
But I don't want it.
Especially, especially
he's a Toys R Us kid. He doesn't want to grow up.
Especially, in our company, there's like fucking rainbow flags everywhere.
Right.
Boom.
Fucking pronouns.
We might get a fucking raise if we keep holding hands.
Boom.
Let's give those homos a raise.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
If you come out of the closet,
that's automatic 20%.
Listen.
What the fuck is going on?
No, listen. We're a listen.
What's up,
Jerky? We're a minority couple.
Yep.
We have a Hispanic and then
Indian,
right?
Right.
I mean, and then that shit, right? That's another 10%.
One of them's bald.
Bearded.
Oh, wow.
Bearded. Obviously, I'm the top, right?
Yeah.
Somebody said, obviously.
Somebody in the relationship.
You can't even reach the top shelf.
Somebody in the relationship has a small penis. I don't know which one, but.
I don't know, man. According to As the Fellas, mine is big.
According to the fake fellas, your shit is small.
Well, you've seen it.
Confirmation.
Ver pa creer.
Ver pa creer.
Woo. You'll be posting one. Can you post a picture so that everybody can see?
Yeah.
But you got to put the today's newspaper right there.
Yeah.
Next
for confirmation.
To it?
Yeah.
I'll do it. Yeah, right. Get the fuck out of here, man. Nah, but I don't know. But I think that shit is crazy. But I know you guys were joking, but they probably would give people a fucking raise for being
that kind.
Have you ever met a gay broke guy?
I have not.
No.
Right?
No. Yeah.
Like, where the fuck does the money for these gay dudes come from?
You know what? I used to be when I was working through college, I fucking drove like valet parking and did limo driving, and I drove for this couple. It was a gay couple.
Right.
And they were both executives, and they were fucking rich. And I would drive my little beat up pickup truck to their house down by Belmont Shore, and they fucking would let me pick what car I wouldn't want to drive.
Is that
I thought
Jaguars.
You were going to say that you would drive them in your truck.
No. Hey, is that where you learn how to wrestle?
I already knew how to wrestle. This is going
they showed up like, come on, college. Take your clothes off.
They were fucking awesome. They were awesome. They had a nice ass Audi A, fucking Range Rover, nice ass Mercedes. Like, I used to always take the Audi A. It was fucking badass. I would feel like the transporter.
Ooh.
Yeah, that shit was sick.
You look like him too.
Well, back then, probably even more. No, back then I had hair.
Oh, you had hair.
I had hair.
Oh,
you
had hair
then.
Too back then, right?
Yeah, you
yeah he was. You remember that's when he was handsome, Rob.
You guys remember when I had hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't.
Did you know me when I had hair?
If that was pre hand holding.
I don't remember.
No.
I had short hair.
I think you had short hair.
Short hair.
He's a pre hand holding. Yeah. No, you had short hair.
We were holding. We've been holding hands for a while, Mick.
No, but to Barlos's point,
I don't think I want
to
record this.
These guys were well off.
Damn.
Yeah. See, and how do they get there? Right. Like, they, you know, they claim all this, you know, discrimination and this shit, but they're
not
fucking rich.
Yeah. Now
I think
salaries,
they probably sucked their way to the top. Right. I'm just saying.
Hey, you know what? And that couple, in their instance, they were both executives. So they would just suck each other off and give each other raises.
Holy shit. Like an infinite loop.
Suck my dick for 3%.
And then he'd finish. Like, you suck my dick for 3%.
That was 6%.
this is so gay. All right.
I know. Can we do a real show? Fucking fake fellas.
Come on. Really?
The fake fella questions go gay like right away.
Damn.
It was like instant, man.
How did we get there?
Barlow's shorts keep going shorter and shorter as long as the episode goes.
Why are you looking at his shorts?
In Barlow's contract, it says you have to maintain eye contact.
Fuck. Don't sue me.
My eyes are up here.
For my titties up.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Welcome back to another episode of the Fake Fellas. Where everybody wants to be a fake fella.
That's terrible.
Horrible. No, I'm just ad libbing.
Okay,
I don't remember.
Okay.
I hope that was ad libbing.
Let's see here.
Say it again.
I hope that was ad libbing.
It's ad libbing.
Ad libbing?
No, ad.
Ad libbing?
Ad libbing.
God damn it!
That sounds like a euphemism for sucking dick.
Wait, say it again. Wait, go back.
Ab libbing.
Say it again.
Ab libbing?
No, it's not ab.
Ab libbing?
It's ad.
Ad libbing.
Like, because
you're adding on libbins.
Yeah, but you kept saying ab.
Yeah, I said ab libbin.
Yeah, I can't find our intro.
This motherfucker.
Okay, you remember Mad Libs?
Yeah, I remember Mad Libs.
Just take off the M.
Take off the M?
Yeah.
Ab libs. It's a fucking ad lib.
Ad lib.
Ad lib.
Yes.
Our amazing producer.
I was.
Where's our
today
intro?
Years old.
Oh, no, you don't need it. Because if you fuck up, I can fix it.
Yeah, okay. You can just Mad Lib it.
We'll Ad Lib it.
Or Ad Lib it.
Also, what happens to our intro?
Also, do something.
All right, here you go. You ready?
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
I heard that March Madness for the women's side is...
It's getting a lot of buzz.
It's more exciting now than the guys' side.
No, absolutely not.
It's more exciting than the NBA for sure. Have you guys seen the NBA game lately?
I won't watch the NBA until the playoffs.
NBA is unwatchable, bro. Last time I was, it looks like a fucking pickup game where nobody plays defense. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah,
the Lakers scored 150 points last night,
and their opponent scored 145.
Oh no!
Are you kidding? Overtime?
No,
it was regulation.
Regulation.
How many threes? Please tell
too
me
many,
that.
Too many.
I mean,
there's better defense on Thursday nights when me and Chavo play.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Well, I mean, but he does be fouling.
Yeah, Chavo be hacking the shit out of you.
That's right.
You come out there with a full cast. Fuck.
Yeah. That's right. I'm proud of that. I average more fouls than I do points.
Okay, you know what? We're talking about sports. You know what? We can't leave the subject without talking about Ohtani.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
That is crazy. First of all, I think that MLB is protecting him.
Of course.
Any other player, they should have already been suspended.
Well, there's a big benefit of the doubt for him, of course, because he's the superstar.
He's the superstar.
He's the new Babe Ruth.
He's the face of baseball right now.
Babe Ruth? You went all the way to Babe Ruth?
Yes. Yeah, look at his numbers.
They have
pitcher
been,
and batter.
They have been comparing him to Babe Ruth since the beginning because he can pitch.
It was a different era, man.
I understand
a
that.
Fat fuck,
this is 100 years
fuck.
Ago.
Yeah, Asians couldn't play back then.
Well, Asians were fucking samurais back
That's
then.
That's true. You're right.
So
they used to slice the ball.
They were plotting that ball's not going anywhere.
They were plotting the attack on Pearl Harbor.
You know?
Come on.
There was only 8 teams back then.
Yeah.
And every player had a fucking day job.
Right.
And they're fucking alcoholics and drug addicts.
And drug addicts.
But still.
And he can still fucking hit the shit at that ball.
And then they go play.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, but the pitcher only threw fucking strikes. I mean, only threw fastballs and fucking
and
breaking balls.
And one, yeah.
How?
And the blacks couldn't play.
And the blacks couldn't play.
There was the Negro League.
But how
was
hard
the Negro League?
Do you think it is to hit a baseball?
It's the hardest thing in sports.
It's fucking easy as fuck.
It is hard come on. To hit that shit out. Even if somebody just lobs it to you, you can't hit it that far.
If
bro.
Someone lobs it to me, yes. I hit hard.
He'd crush
you'll,
it.
You'll crush it out of the park. 375.
He will well, foul the ball first. And like, then
like I'll make contact.
I'll make contact for sure.
At least 365 feet.
No.
It's hard to do that.
I'll hit a 425.
Holy no. shit.
No, I don't think so.
What the fuck?
It's like not 365, 425.
You know what, but thank you for giving me a I don't think so. Instead of, there's no fucking way.
No. That was the nice way to say it. There's no way you can hit that shit. No.
There was some respect behind it. I can appreciate that.
So going back to Ohtani, what do you guys think is going on? Like, because it's a lot of different stories, right? The first story was... Ohtani knew that the guy, and he actually sent the money over. Does McTorres know anything?
The interpreter.
He said the interpreter.
Okay. Ipe.
He sent money for him, right?
Ohtani didn't say that. The interpreter said that to somebody.
Let's figure out how this happened, how this came to light, right? The FBI was investigating this guy that was a bookie.
The bookie.
For over 2 years.
Right.
They have him in custody, and they've been investigating
him.
They've been asking who his clients have been, and it's come to light that the interpreter was one of his clients.
But there was a wire with from Ohtani's name, right?
Two wires. $500,000 each.
That was for the gambling debt?
Yes.
But
it came straight from his account.
From Ohtani's account.
Ohtani's name on the paper, yes.
But here's the thing. Somebody did some research on the actual the interpreter. Uh-huh. He's been lying about his... Like
he's a fucking interpreter.
No, he doesn't want a real job.
He's not Japanese.
No, he's not even an interpreter. Like he said, he went to UC Riverside or some shit.
Stop.
They can't find him anywhere.
So he's American.
That fool's from fucking Southgate.
he's like one of those.
His name's Chino, but he's not even Chinese.
He's like one of those ALS fucking interpreters who fucking
just
make
shit up.
Shit and somehow they get on national TV.
So all his paperwork
and they
is
fraud.
Shit.
Right.
The Yankees said he never worked with them. Another team. So when he
Red
got
Sox.
When yeah the Red Sox when he got to Japan. To work with, he went with another player to Japan, and then he met Ohtani, and then Ohtani became his boy, and he's older, so people are saying Ohtani looked up to him because he's, you know, that their kind of culture, you look up to somebody older, and so he's at fault for having somebody so close to him who he didn't really know.
But the interpreter,
he's
been doing this shit for years, so you can't really fault Ohtani. You know, for falling victim to this shit.
No, you're right.
He's been doing it. He's like a professional.
He's
fucking, what do you call it? Professional.
Catch me if you can guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. No,
but he was with the Angels for how long? Ohtani.
Yeah, exactly.
Ohtani was with the Angels for how long?
Five, six years.
And this guy's been his interpreter
this whole time.
They say interpreter / best friend. Like he lives with him.
Yeah.
Like he travels with him.
Right.
All of that.
But see, this really strengthened my resolve when I say. Never trust an ugly person, bro. For some
reason,
that
motherfucker is ugly.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
How the fuck are they going to trust that fucking guy?
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no charisma. Yeah. There's no fucking, like, anything that can say, like, oh, this, I can see why they would believe
it. So you wanted, like, a cuter fucking.
Exactly, like
a K-pop guy.
So if he looked more like McTorious, you'd trust him.
You'd, oh, absolutely.
That's why
you'd be like, there's no way this dude is stealing money.
Here, McTorious, here, pay him all my bills. Don't tell me nothing. Just pay him all.
But if he looked like Oso.
Wow!
I want receipts. Everything you fucking do.
Record yourself.
Record yourself paying all my shit.
That's fucked
up. My mom said I'm handsome. Fuck you guys.
What'd your dad say?
Oh, he said
he didn't say anything. No,
he said this. Look. He said nothing. That motherfucker left.
Like, nah, that kid's going to be ugly.
Hey, fuck y'all. He knew at 1 month I was going to be an ugly motherfucker. He's like, I'm done.
He's like, I want nothing to do with this.
I think this Ohtani character is, I think he's in on it. And I think he, you know how he released a bunch of pictures of his wife and finally let go of his cat's names and dog's name. He let go of a bunch of stuff. And I know somebody who works in PR, and they said that is a PR move to release everything, to put a good image of yourself out for the world because they knew that the bad shit was going to come. Mm-hmm. So that way, you put out this amazing PR stuff, and then when the bad stuff comes, everybody's going to kind of lean your in your way because the PR move has already been played.
So you're an Angels fan, right?
No, I'm a Dodgers fan.
Oh, okay. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, so does he get suspended?
Nah.
No.
I don't think baseball can afford it.
No,
he can't. He's in the biggest market. We are World Series contenders.
Yep.
He cannot be suspended.
If we have a fall guy. If Ope actually
Ipe.
Well, I don't give a fuck what his name
the
is.
The ugly,
probably not even his name.
It doesn't even matter, really. That's true.
First of all, his name doesn't matter because he's ugly. That's number one. Jericho said.
So if ugly guy.
Yeah, the ugly fuck.
Repeat after me. Ab lib.
No, if there's a fall guy, I think if he wants to take the blame for
Ipe
it,
is,
he's going to take it.
And when he gets out of jail, because he's going to do some jail time, hopefully.
Yeah.
He's going to get paid off, man.
And he's already going to get paid. He's going to have to fall on the sword.
Yeah.
You get it?
We're cultured.
Yeah, we're good.
You know what? He's going to have to commit seppuku.
Sabuku.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Damn. Have to do it.
Disembowel himself?
Yep.
Yeah.
Got to do it. I've been watching Shoguns.
That's what I just said.
I was like, okay.
And by the way.
I thought you were talking about Sudoku.
I know. I was like, hey,
I was like, damn, I like Sudoku.
Kind of game.
We'll have a lot of time to play Sudoku.
Shogun is an amazing fucking series,
is
man.
It?
I totally Shogun. Recommend
Shogun.
It.
Shogun. Okay.
What team is that? What league is that?
Japanese league.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's before they got into baseball. Okay. You know,
they were still slicing the baseballs in half.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, no, I don't think he gets. I think the guy's gonna. What's his name again?
Otani?
No.
Ipe.
Ipe is gonna have
ugly
to
guy.
He ugly guy's gonna have to take everything.
Yeah.
And just and Otani's gonna nothing. Like right. They're gonna find a way to be like, look, he didn't know. Mm-hmm. He already said he didn't know. He made a statement today.
Well, yeah, that was a fucking
He said I didn't know anything was going on. It was fraud. Cause the first. Yeah.
All right. So question for you guys. If you had a rich fucking friend, right? Rich.
I do.
Filthy rich. Well, yeah, bitch, but let's not tell people.
Okay, sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. No, if you had a rich friend and like, say, in a situation like this, and he wanted to make you the fall guy, or he would ask you, would you take the fall for me, and I'm gonna take care of you the rest of your life
Damn.
Once you get out?
Am I going to jail?
Yes. Probably.
For how long?
Absolutely.
How long do you guys think?
5 years.
5 years.
Am I? Do I have a family?
Nah, the guy's gonna do 2 years.
Two and a half.
But it's gonna be federal, right?
Yeah,
it's gonna be like kickback.
But yeah,
it's no. Like but if it's federal, you do 95% of that time.
Yeah, but it's gonna be like in a fucking chill. Like
resort
type.
It's not that.
No, this is in Mexico.
Okay. No. So my question is, do I have a family?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Because ugly fuck doesn't have a family, does he?
No.
Who's gonna fuck him?
That's true.
Let's just
look. Any fucking guy that wears a suit, all of a sudden they look a little better, right? How did this guy look worse?
Yeah, you're right.
He has no business wearing a suit.
No business.
Well, it's because he didn't get that shit fitted. He just fucking got it off the rack.
I understand, but come on.
Idiot.
Right.
So
dude,
let's say
you have access to Otani's bank account.
Yeah.
Right.
At least get it tailored.
So
wear a mask.
To answer your question.
So let's say you have a family.
So my current status now.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not missing 5 years of my family. No way. I'm not taking it. Wait, how much money are you
to be able to take care of your family?
How much money
are
you getting?
He didn't tell you how much money.
How much money are you getting?
Wait, hold on. Otani's going to make about, what, $700 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After
that's just
after
the fucking
10 years,
MLB,
right?
Not yeah, that's endorsement.
Exactly. I understand. Exactly.
He's gonna be a billionaire. Let's say billionaire.
He's gonna be a billionaire.
Okay.
So he's gonna give you
how much?
A cool $10 million.
Wait, total?
Total.
That's not enough.
That's not enough for 5 years of your life
to take care of you the rest of your life.
I need 25 at least.
I need over 20.
Yeah.
I'm good with 10.
Ten, you do it for 10.
I'm good with 10 million.
Yeah. What's your child's age? The youngest one?
If I was in ugly fuck situation.
No, you're in Chavo situation.
So your youngest
is what?
My
three?
Youngest is three.
So you're not seeing him till he's eight.
No.
By the time he gets out, he's gonna be like, "Fuck you, Dad."
Yeah. No.
Where the fuck you been at, motherfucker?
He's like, "Where my $10 million, Dad?"
Yeah. No.
Go. And he's gonna be like, "Go, Angels."
Oh.
Fuck.
Now you know what? That would be a big fucking ding in his life.
You're making fuck. Have you guys ever made $2 million a year?
No.
No.
Why are you being an asshole?
Yeah.
he's like say so casually. Like,
he knows we have it.
He's like, because I
do you
have
it. Do you see the holes in my socks, bitch?
I'm just saying.
Wait, I'm sitting here doing a podcast
for free.
And he's asking.
We pay him to do the podcast. Like,
have you ever made $2 million in a year?
You don't know the feeling of making $2 million, and he put his hands up like we're fucking up somehow.
Like if Jericho's wiping his brow with $10,000.
Fuck. I went to the bathroom right now. There's a fucking stack of $100 bills right there.
Next to the bidet, right?
Yeah, next to the bidet.
Yeah, you can just dab it, bro. Dab it.
But to answer your question, Cherokee, no.
That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. You're going to be making a cool $2 million a year.
Okay, my kids are 13.
Sure.
My twins are 13, and my oldest is 20.
Okay. Oh, you could afford it.
I think I could do it. Yeah. I'd be like, when I come back, college on me.
Yes.
My son be like.
Oh, you know what? No. The money starts flowing.
Already? Oh, yeah. Somehow. I'd do it.
Because they take care of your kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because I would do it. And then when I come back, I'm like, cool. Like, we're set for life. No, I would do it now. I don't know if I'm doing it in Chavo's situation. Because those years are
key. See,
even in your situation.
No, not even the mafia would take care of you guys like fucking O'Shea or whatever the fuck his name is. Ohtani.
Hey, Ohtani. You're the baseball fucker, too.
Yeah, you have a Dodger head on, bitch.
Baseball guy.
I never liked the guy, bro.
Carlos, what are you?
From the get-go, I said, don't get this motherfucker.
Really?
I knew he was bad news.
The interpreter? You're talking about the interpreter or Ohtani?
There's fucking millions of Japanese here.
When Ohtani walked in and the ugly fuck walked in, you're like, nope. Don't sign him.
No.
Fuck his pitching ability. Yeah. Fuck
your,
his batting.
Your daughter
was like, remember Pearl Harbor? Never forget.
Your daughter is 12, right?
Yeah, she'll be 13.
So your daughter's same age. I think they're in the same grade, too.
She needs you right now. Yeah. Teenage years, she needs you.
See, but Barlow's isn't married.
And that's, I know.
That's the tough part. Yeah. That's the tough part for Barlow's.
I'll take it, though.
He's like, I could use the break.
I'm not trying to deal with the teenage years. Fuck that.
No, dude. Oh, fuck. We should talk about that.
I need a fucking break. Yeah. She has her sister that can take care of her.
Dude, my daughter who's 12, we'll talk about that later, but she, fuck. We got to talk.
But, well, you know what? I don't know if I relate, though, because my daughter's like kind of like the perfect kid.
Yeah. No, my daughter's cool, too, but there's certain times when she's like always like, nah.
Really?
Yeah, like, nah, we're going to talk about
that. Oh, okay. All right.
My son's the one who's like, got a dad. Got you, you know?
That guy's like the fucking poster child.
That's yeah,
the
my
kid. Damn. Yeah. But the truth.
What's that?
That's the gay kid.
Oh, shit. I gotta go home, guys.
you better sign him up for wrestling, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, let me talk about wrestling.
Hey, it'll help him out, bro. It'll help him out.
I'm gonna make an interpreter. Go ahead.
But back to Ohtani, though.
Yeah.
The truth is, you can negotiate with this motherfucker, right?
Hell yeah.
There's no way.
Especially if he says 30 million, I'm gonna be like, 50. Or I'm going to snitch a little bit.
Yeah, there's
my memoir is going to have everything.
I'm going to snitch a little,
tiny little bit. I'm going to have 5 years to write everything down.
He's got everything to lose. You got nothing. O'Shea or what's his name?
Now his name's Opie.
He's like, you down with OPP?
That motherfucker, the Opie kid, the one with the fucked up hair.
Ugly.
El Feo. Now he's a kid.
El Feo. That fool's older.
Ugly motherfucker.
That fool's Barlow's age.
God.
He's old as fuck.
He's 35.
No, he's 50.
He's el chino japonés.
Come caca y no me de.
Somebody gave him a lot of caca.
Oh, wow.
No, that motherfucker, he's gonna have to milk him, bro. He's gonna have to do it, man.
If Ohtani wants to get milked, then that's fine.
Because he's got nothing to lose, bro. No. Nothing.
But you know what?
He ain't got no bitches.
I think Ohtani's going to have to actually take him out.
Hey, you know what? He's going to have to hook him up with enough money for him to go back to Japan and get a neuro massage every day.
But here's the problem.
What's the problem?
The problem is he gets 50 million.
Yeah.
He's a bad gambler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In 10 years, he's done.
Nah, probably like 5 years.
He's gonna owe that shit in jail.
No,
because he's gonna come back to Ohtani
and say, I need more.
No.
Or I'm talking.
No, he's gonna give the man.
You don't give the man $10 million up front. You give the man an allowance every month. Right. You get X amount. Your expenses are taken care of. So you don't give it a fucking addict the actual money. His account, his food is provided for. He gets a couple thousand bucks to do whatever the fuck he wants with, but
it's just white rice. Just fucking rice.
Yeah, white rice and some sushi, fine.
But then that's when you call Boeing.
With a neural massage.
No, you call Boeing, and then you find out who they use to kill that other guy.
Boom.
And then you take Opie, man. Uh-huh. You take him out.
He needs to be taken out in jail, for sure.
He got to be taken out.
He's got to be taken out.
Or whoever they contracted to kill, to take out that other guy.
The Boeing executive?
No, the...
Amelia Earhart?
Epstein?
No. Epstein. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Not Amelia Earhart.
You talking about like Hiroshima? Or what about?
Epstein, yeah.
Oh, Epstein.
Whoever took out Epstein, yeah, that's who you hire, you know? Because that's in jail. That's,
yeah.
I think Trump took him out.
Yeah, it would be worth it, bro.
It'd be worth it, bro.
No,
I mean,
it'd be worth it.
I mean, would you rather pay $50 million or would you rather pay $1 million? You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah.
True. Damn. Spoken like a fucking mobster.
All right. Question.
So we're not getting paid.
I know, right?
We're going to die in jail.
You just burst my bubble,
We're not
bro.
Getting paid for interpreters or getting paid for this episode.
You guys are fucking greedy. That's why.
Shut
you
up.
More
I know. I said I would take it for 10.
No, Shaw was the only one that's going to live. He's not greedy.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Fellas, fake fellas. Look. Right.
Oh, what, bitch?
What? Not you. I said I was addressing all of you guys.
He said fellas.
And fake
short
fellas.
Short fellas and fake fellas. Go ahead.
God damn it.
Fucking asshole. No, all right. Is there an amount of money that you guys would take to kill somebody?
Would I get away with it?
Yeah, that's the question.
Fuck that! I don't know.
Well, what the fuck?
Why
would you pose such a question?
Well, because that's the thing. Like,
so if you kill somebody, you have to figure out how to get away with it.
Well, let's say if they ask you right now your present situation, your present situation.
Like an assassin? Like
I said present situation.
You're right now.
No, or what? Come on, bitch. You're just a sexy bitch.
If I tell you, I got to kill you.
No. Based on the car you drive, you're not a professional assassin.
What the fuck? Dude,
he's going to have to stop and charge up.
But he's not. Hey, he's
that's like a silencer.
Yeah.
He'd be able to drive away. Nobody will hear him.
Or actually, he'll push the car out.
Actually, you know what? I got to turn that off. I got to turn it. Turned on this
exhaust sound?
Yeah.
He has Flowmaster.
Hey, I'm here for a tune-up. It just take everything out. Put the Flowmaster in. Yeah.
It's just a button.
So
my car got an update.
Yeah.
And it has this propulsion sound now.
Stop.
Does it sound like a plane?
When I turn it on,
it sounds like the Jetsons.
That would be cool. You know what? That would be kind of cool. But no, it's like you know, kind of like if I'm driving like a BMW.
It makes us.
Oh, that's so gay. I'm sorry.
Wow. You know what?
That's a little gay.
Yeah.
You know what?
Don't judge me. Look at
it. I know. Don't judge me. Because this is actually pretty cool.
I'd rather be a Japanese interpreter than be driving this shit.
No, that is better. Because have you heard the other cars? There's other cars that's a...
Yeah, I've heard that.
They sound like they're like spaceships and shit.
Whoa,
that's fucking weird. Yeah. You know?
I mean, that was my...
Can you download different sounds?
like a ringtone?
No, yeah,
Is there an app that you could download different
ringtones? Can you?
I haven't looked into it.
I'm sure you could.
So I want to be able to do that. Cause
holy shit.
Jailbreak your car.
Because what about... I probably can.
You should make it sound like a Harley Davidson, bro.
You know how those bikers, they rev up their fucking bikes?
Yeah.
Like a paletero.
Download an old classic Mustang sound.
Yeah.
Like a real car.
Yeah, like a real car.
Right. Like a real man's car. Yeah.
And you know what? I can install woofers in your car so it can make it sound like...
Remember the time Barlow's had his woofers blown?
Yes! Is that a euphemism for gay things?
I never have woofers. You can't install woofers because it's just a speaker.
Like, I didn't have woofers, but I was blown.
And I said woof. All right, man, back to sports.
No,
so
you guys brought up this money thing and like how much would you do this? Did you guys see this? That fucking priest? There was a priest out in IE where he paid somebody to kill his daughter's boyfriend. And he paid him only $40,000. So $40,000 will get you a really bad assassin.
Yeah. A bad assassin.
Yeah, they got caught. He got caught. He shot him a couple times. He didn't die, and then he got caught.
Then he got caught.
A priest?
A priest. Yeah. Wow.
I think he might have been a pastor.
A pastor.
A pastor. There you go.
What's the difference?
That no, no, priest doesn't difference. Have kids.
Well, pastors don't priest molest kids.
Well, that's,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's right. I'd rather.
They kill people.
They kill people.
He said priests touch kids.
Priests touch
kids. Don't have kids.
Don't have kids.
Yeah, they touch them, but they don't have them.
Gotcha. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying. Yeah, so it was a pastor. He fucking hired somebody to kill his daughter's boyfriend. That was crazy.
I'm sorry. That was funny.
That was funny. That's funny. So I have a friend who works for UPS, and he listens to the episode.
Oh,
he listens
really?
To the podcast, yeah.
The fake fella one or which one?
He listens to both.
Both.
He listens to both.
Shut the fuck up.
And I'm trying to make fake fellas happy.
And no, this motherfucker, and you've done three. This, two. Is your, this is your third episode.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, did you listen to the fake fella one? Bitch.
Why is he mad?
It's like we damn. Don't even have listeners.
And this motherfucker's first, he has hundreds of thousands of listeners for just the two episodes.
We do. In Argentina, we do. According to Jerky. Oh,
the fellas have listeners in Argentina.
Yeah.
And the fake fellas, Uruguay?
Uruguay. What do we have? Yeah, Uruguay.
We
Uruguay.
Have the Haiti side of the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Only the Haiti
so,
side.
So he was
the
like.
Haiti side.
The one radio they have. Play that.
The one that's in fucking shambles and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So he was like, hey, I guess where he works, for UPS. And. He's a mechanic, so he was like bullshitting with a bunch of the guys. He was like, hey, how much would you? Because he was inspired by another question. So he had posed a question to all the mechanic buddies, and they said, how much money would you take for to let somebody nut on your back?
Oh.
And then they were just like, well, does that mean they're like fucking you? And then they nut on your back. He's like, No. They're not even fucking you. They just nut on your back. And then I
so
was
they
like,
just
oh,
aim
shit.
At your they back. Just, do you have clothes
no,
on or no clothes?
No,
on?
No clothes.
Oh, because it's on your bare back.
It's on
your
bare back.
You have to feel the warmth.
I'm hairy as fuck. This is gonna take a while to clean that off.
So you know, just like when you're fucking, dog style, and you pull out and you nut on the back, like you know, bitches love that shit. Hmm. So like, just nutting on the back.
Damn.
How much would you? How much money?
First
would you
of
take?
All, the UPS driver guy.
Yeah.
Fuck you for taking an also question. First of all.
Well, you've never asked
no,
that
but
question.
He, but that was on my
it's
list.
Good,
that's like
it's
number
a good question.
It's
right?
A good question. Number two, thank you for being a fake fellow listener.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Shout out to this guy.
Right.
Fuck.
You can just cut off.
You don't
know
what?
I don't want to answer because it might be too low. What I say, you know.
I can start.
Okay, go. Answer it.
I'll start.
No. Have him answer first.
You start.
$10,000.
No.
That's what I was gonna say.
$10,000.
I think that's
worth less than 10. Wait. Okay. Is anybody else gonna find out?
No.
Oh. Only the guy that's coming on your back.
give me lunch.
He said, I'll do that shit for a fucking 6 inch.
I mean, just deliver my shit faster, my FedEx boxes.
The way restaurant prices are
give
today.
Me,
I guess,
yeah,
right?
give me 5 G's.
5 G's.
Five G's. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
for
5 G's. I don't know.
You need you need 10.
I would take 10.
Not on your back.
Okay, I'll take 10.
Not on your back, right. And then get a hot towel and clean
and
you
just
up.
Clean
and then,
it up.
I'll just take a shower. Yeah.
Look at Jericho's not doing it.
Jericho, you're not doing it at all?
That's not.
Oh, like, he's rich.
That's
he's
not
rich.
Life-changing money, bro. Like, 10 but, grand but, is not life-changing.
But you're also not getting fucked.
You're not getting fucked.
I understand that, but somebody's jizzing on your back.
Dude, but for all you know, they're just fucking throwing lotion on your back. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You don't know.
No, it's
jizz. No, I know it's
no,
jizz.
But look,
in your mind, it's lotion.
So if you know, then you know. What the fuck
no,
do you mean for all
Jerry,
you know?
You gotta trick yourself.
Jerry,
I know he's jizzing on me, but I'm gonna trick myself and pretend it's lotion.
I'm gonna pretend it's one of my girls is squirting on my back.
Yeah.
That shit comes out warm.
You play baseball, right? Even when you strike out, somebody still slaps you in the ass.
Nobody slaps you in the ass.
Hey, good try.
Good slap.
When you know it isn't a good try.
When they say good cut.
Right?
Good rip.
You almost had it, dog, and then you know you didn't.
You suck. Keep your eye on the balls.
So okay, like Jericho, $50,000. Okay, you know what? Forget 1 year salary.
$2 million.
$2 million.
That's different.
Yeah, that's like different. I said, $5,000. That's how much I make a year. Go ahead.
See now,
a year salary. I like
a year
salary.
Now I feel shit. Now I feel shitty for saying $10,000.
Bitch, I said $5,000.
You said a sandwich.
A big sandwich. I need a big sandwich.
On the lunch special.
Don't forget the chips.
The lunch menu too.
So a year salary?
Yeah, year salary. I like a year salary.
You would do that
about
for
you, Barlos?
He was talking shit earlier about how we're asking too much to get paid off.
Yeah.
For fucking
the interpreter?
For the interpreter.
Well, yeah.
But he wants $2 million.
Well,
Yeah. Just for a guy to come in his back.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of freaks out there that don't pay anything.
The fucking interpreter is going to get come in his back in jail every day for free.
Exactly, man.
No, because he's going to get paid out.
But he's going to get it in jail from the other guys in there.
But you know what my strategy would be? After Jericho gets jizzed on for $2 million, I would be like, dude, I would do it for 1.5.
Boom.
Right.
And you're saving that guy.
$500,000.
But what if he really likes Jericho?
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's jizzing on Jericho. Dude, I'm down to make a Jericho mask and shit. I don't care.
You can't.
I'm not a fucking Jericho mask.
You're not jizzing on your face. He's jizzing on your back.
I'll do over the shoulder shit.
You know what? You're not that ugly, and you could. I'm sure he'll do it for $1 million.
Yeah.
For $1 million?
Yeah.
Wait, I'd take $1 million.
Jericho won't get shit.
Well, that's fucked up. He's not that ugly. He's not ugly.
Well, that's what I thought that was a compliment.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
High five.
No, I know. Don't take that compliment.
No, just you're, like. Just
no,
like,
no, you're no, not ugly.
I understand.
That ugly.
But just
no,
like they're.
No, you're not no, ugly. No,
just like they're putting lotion on my back. Yeah, I'm not that. Them. I'm yeah. not that ugly.
Yeah, come on, don't degrade yourself.
It's gonna be
bro.
It's gonna
What's
be
your price,
warm lotion.
He just got $1 million, bro.
I understand, but he's not ugly. You can't say he's not that ugly because he's
okay.
not ugly.
You can say you're not a bad looking guy.
Moving on.
Yeah, there you go.
What's your price?
What's your price, Barlos?
$40,000.
I can respect $40,000.
Yeah. You know, it'll pay for my daughter's first 2 years of college.
Nice.
You know what?
It'll pay off your Mustang.
That's true. It will pay it off.
The
actually,
no. No, the majority of it.
The majority of it.
Big chunk of it.
80%.
You'll be able to download more fucking
sounds. You know what? You laugh at that.
Pen, fake fellas.
What are you pen?
The download of different sounds to my Mustang.
Oh, God.
It's true. They did come up with it first.
Chavo, we're going to be millionaires.
Hey,
we're going to be jizzing underneath his back soon.
Hey, what are you doing at 12?
Like, I jizz on Barlos's back t-shirt. I'm aware.
The jizz episode. You guys are fucking
What are you?
Terrible.
What about you? How much?
Oh, I already said it.
What did you say?
Oh, I said, give me 20 G's, 25 20 G's. Yeah.
You guys are cheap, yeah. Bro.
I mean, bro, he's not. All this person
Jericho,
is doing is
you
on my
think
back.
Too highly of yourself.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. If they're willing to pay, I'm like, all right, I'll name my price. Bro.
You're not a Kobe beef, man. You're overthinking it. You're overthinking it.
No. I'm just saying, like, that'll be my price. If you don't want to pay it, I don't want to do it.
Jericho must have a really nice back.
He does. Yeah. He must.
Oh, you know, he has that curve.
He's got he has the little two dimples. The two little dimples. Damn.
Because he's, you know, he's kind of, yeah. You know.
And then he's going to show the little toes, too.
Ooh. Oh.
That's shit.
And he's going to be like, I'll give you another $5.
Let me smear it on your toes.
So that's extra, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, man.
Well, he's offering him another $5.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I value myself.
Yeah. That's because you're handsome, but we're not ugly. Not that ugly.
Wow.
Not that ugly. Wow.
That's the difference. We're not that ugly.
Not
which,
ugly. Not
which
ugly.
Is fine. Yeah. I'll go for the $5,000-$10,000. Come
on. He's like, we'll take what we can get, man. It's like, hey, you want to pay me?
Listen, this is how not handsome we are. We used to interpret back in Japan.
we're like that fat girl at 2 o'clock in the morning. We'll take whatever we can get.
Whatever we can get.
Yes, the Fellas Show. Only on Wasted Time Radio.
You know what? That was so fucking dumb.
What is?
So opening
did,
over there?
They did
playing
the,
in Korea?
They did the Seoul, Korea fucking
They've done that a couple
trip,
of times, though.
But
they
every,
count,
every
count.
Other fucking team is still in spring training.
Yeah. We are, too. We're playing the Angels
and,
today.
Yeah, and we played the Angels, and it's spring training.
Spring
training.
They didn't want to travel during the season because it's so much travel to them. They don't want to affect the other games.
So what does it matter? Go do a spring training game.
They wanted them to count.
Because they want to give the actual product to Korea.
Because a spring training game is not a real game.
Right.
It's different.
So it
you
counts.
Play it differently. So it counts. So they played all their starters.
Yeah.
In spring training, you only get like one or two at-bats and you're out of the game.
Right.
So, yeah, it was dumb, but that's the way it works.
Baseball so fucking gay.
I know. I'm done.
Are we done with sports?
I'm done with sports.
This is the most sports you just talked about all year.
I'm so confused.
We should also include, and March Madness is happening right now, but the NCAA wrestling championships also happened this weekend.
Gay, now that's shut too the, gay. That's too
Penn fuck State fucking no. blew out everybody, dominant 11th championship in 12 years, 13 years.
Okay, by the show of hands.
It was on ESPN.
How many people knew that there was wrestling going on anywhere?
I didn't, but that was really interesting.
Yeah. No, yeah. There was nobody ever knew.
There's only.
Oh, no, I'm saying this
weekend, listen, from Penn State, there was two wrestlers who won the national title for fourth time. They're the sixth and seventh college wrestlers who have ever done it. You're talking about seven people have ever done it, win four national titles.
Who are the other guys?
In college.
Like the Undertaker, The Rock.
Kiel Sanderson, who's the coach at Penn State. He was undefeated from like his whole
Shamrock.
High school.
Shamrock.
Who was and it? College.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Oh, yes. Ultimate Warrior. I'm sure that motherfucker was in there. Macho Man. Andre the Giant.
You guys are fucking terrible, damn, man. Wrestling is an elite
sport.
That's right, it is.
Chavo. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Don't let McTorious hype you up.
No,
this motherfucker doesn't watch anything on TV. I'll call him. No, I'll call him and be like, hey, there's a game on right now. He'll be like, oh, I don't have access to the TV today.
Never have access to the
what
TV.
What the fuck?
Wait, you have little kids. Do you have access to your TV?
No.
I don't.
I kick my kids out. Get the fuck.
Why do you let your fucking kids do that shit?
No.
Wait, hold on. What am I supposed to do?
At 8 o'clock.
Get the fuck out of here. Another TV.
I know.
Use your iPad.
Yeah. Get them a tablet, fool.
They have tablets.
So they can't watch it on their tablet. What you want to watch on TV?
What I've done is I get my kids into it. Like my daughter, she filled out a bracket. So when we're watching games, she's invested into it. So like even today, before I came over
the Explorer, like
oh
this motherfucker.
My God. No.
So before I headed over here,
this one has a Bluey tattoo.
The Iowa game was on, and I was like, "Mama, look, Caitlin Clark, because she played basketball." I said, "This is Caitlin Clark." So we were watching basketball. Okay. So she filled out a bracket. She keeps score. She picked Utah State to win the whole thing. But
you know what I'm afraid now? Chavo's daughter's gonna turn into Ope.
Ipe,
whatever the fuck.
She's going to turn Japanese?
No.
Fuck.
She's going to be a gambler? What's the
turn? She's going to turn her into a gambler, man.
An ugly Japanese old man.
My sweet little baby girl.
Why would you get her into gambling, bro?
She
filled out a bracket.
Into sports.
That is gambling, bro. What the hell?
Not if you don't bet.
No money was exchanged. She filled out a bracket.
That's the gateway, bro. That's the gateway.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work. There's got to be a payoff.
I just tell my kids.
68 teams.
On each side?
No, total.
Total.
Was 64, but they added a couple more playing games.
Play-in games, yeah.
But I just tell my kids, dad's watching basketball, and that's it. They can sit and watch it with me, or they can be on their iPad.
Yeah,
that's
the
it.
Here.
That's how it happens.
Are your kids afraid of you, though?
No.
No?
My kids are cool.
No, you got to raise them in a way where they know.
They just have respect.
Yeah. Respect, man. Yeah.
Now, if they want to watch it, they're watching.
But I don't think it's respect. I just don't want my kids on the fucking iPad all day.
But it's the same shit.
They're watching it on the big thing.
I know.
If you were saying the TV's off and we're reading, that's different. But if they're doing this, if they're watching it and you're left to watch it on your phone or not watch it at all,
so what I do is I because I don't want them on the iPad all day, I go, hey, we're going outside, let's go.
Yeah.
And they love going outside. Yeah. We'll go outside, we'll play baseball, we'll play soccer, we'll kick, we'll go climb the treehouse.
This one's not going to do any
of
that.
He
has a fucked up back. He can't even get up.
Damn. He's not an outside guy.
Yeah.
He's like an indoor cat.
Hey, you know what I heard?
If he goes outside, he gets lost.
You know what I heard?
He starts walking around like, what the fuck?
He's on a fucking downy neighborhood. Have you seen this?
Have you seen this dad?
You know what I've heard is good for back? Bad backs?
What's up, man?
Jizz.
Hey, I take that shit for 20,000.
Some hot jizz on your back. Help you walk around, baby.
You guys are fucking terrible, man. Fuck you.
You're like, don't offer the jizz on his back. He'll take it.
He'll stay forever.
I was like, that's what my chiropractor does, man.
Got a bike. Take
jizz on your back.
Yeah. But he's like, I'll see you three times a week.
Oh, shit.
Nah, fuck that guy, man.
No, you don't got to fuck him. He'll jizz on
your
back. He does
jizz on my back. Yeah, but I don't know, man. I'm gonna tell my kids to fuck off this.
No, don't do it like that.
And then I'm gonna report back next week.
Yeah, right. No.
Hey, bro, why do you have two black eyes?
Is that they fucked
me
up?
Hey, bro, I'm sleeping in the garage now. There's no TV there. No, you do it. You got to do it this way. You got to say, hey, I'm going to watch this game. Do you want to watch it with me? If they say no, then they're choosing not to be there to watch it. You can, they can just sit next to you and watch something else, but they can watch the game.
Yeah. I gotta tell them to go do something else.
You know what? You know for the playoffs in April. Wait for the playoffs.
It's too late. It's too late. He already fucked up.
What do you mean?
Your daughter's going to be like, bitch.
I know. Exactly.
What the fuck? But fuck?
No, you got a chance with the spare kid.
Yeah. Oh, the extra kid. The extra kid.
Yeah. You got a chance.
Your older daughter runs that shit anyway. So
yeah.
She's probably going to be like, you don't know how to turn on the TV. Where's the control? She's actually going to be hidden. Just go ahead, Dad. Turn it on.
Just make your first kid the bookie, bro. She'll be in charge. Boom. Don't worry about it, bro.
Yeah.
She'll fucking take all your bets. Fucking take care of everything, bro.
Man, I'm going to try to work something out, bro.
You should. I'll text him like, hey, fucking LeBron has 45. It's third quarter. Like, put it on now. He's like, I can't. My daughter's watching TV. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I walk around and I get pissed, bro.
I'll put it on my phone.
Like I said, bro, you used to be cool, man.
I did. I used to be cool.
What the fuck happened to you?
My fucking kids, bro.
Nah, that's not an excuse. You think Barlow's is the coolest motherfucker in here?
No, man. I'm over here getting tattoos at fucking 35 and shit.
Yeah.
That's true.
No midlife crisis happening.
No midlife crisis at all.
He's only changed his age twice, but no midlife crisis.
Fucking car with no engine.
Yeah.
Tattoos.
You know, fucking propulsion engine. Is the one, you know, computerized.
Is the one on your knee? Is the one on your knee new?
Yeah, yes, that's sir. New.
Why are you looking at his knee?
That looks like it fucking hurts.
Why are you looking at his knee?
Dude, you guys are breaking the fucking contract.
My bad. That shit looks like it
hurts. Hey, jokes aside.
Titties up.
I know Barlow's, he's really like 45, right? I know that.
Wait.
Breaking news.
Listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news here on Fake Fellas episode 3.
We say the truth, Fake Fellas.
You know what? No. You're gone. You're gone.
But, no.
Put him in the closet.
No.
Hey, also fucked up.
I had a compliment for him.
You got thrown
in the
closet. He
said you're 32, but you look 45.
Be careful. Hey,
that's not a compliment.
Don't get jizz on your back in the closet.
Here's my compliment.
Come on.
Is that not a beautiful hairline?
Fuck, compared to the two of us, fucking any hairline is a good hairline.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If the compliment came from, like, people with thick hair,
it would mean more.
Like,
right?
Cherokee and Victoria's, it would mean more. But, you know, you guys are lacking.
Yeah. 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 I'll take Victoria's hairline.
No, I would too.
Yeah.
Can I bring him back? Bring
him back. That was a backhanded
bring
compliment.
Bring his back before he touches my shit.
Thanks, guys.
Better still have 9 condoms up there.
I know. Put two in my pocket.
I'm shooting blanks, so you're not going to get pregnant.
Oh, I've been shooting blanks since 2014. We're good.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
we're
right.
good.
Oh,
we're
so
good.
You guys could do docking.
And you know when I...
Oh, boom. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of docking? Let me tell you about docking.
I taught that shit.
He's always excited about docking.
And I always did it. I did my surgery was on March Madness.
Yep.
It was on purpose. I did it the first Thursday of March Madness.
That's right.
I wanted to just be home all day.
No. You're not supposed to do it on Thursday. You could do it on Wednesday.
No, because they only did it. They only did it Thursdays at the Kaiser here. They only did it one day a week back when.
Gotcha.
They did it.
So then you were able to chill all weekend.
All weekend, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
With peas on my balls.
Hey, were you counseled not to do it just in case?
You have to take a class. You had to take a class for like an hour before you scheduled it.
Because my doctor said, you know what, you're a handsome man. Maybe you don't want to do it.
Yeah, no, he told me do that shit fast. He's like, do it twice.
Do it twice
just to make sure.
We'll cut both sides.
We don't want this motherfucker reproducing.
And I was like 18 when he told me the first time. No, but
he's like, I haven't even had sex yet.
I'm a virgin.
Immediately, yes.
Right after birth, I did it. Go ahead.
There's a note for you to skip the class.
Yeah, I did that shit.
Hey, what up? This is Mason King. You're listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas. I don't think you guys can do this.
What? Come on your back?
No, not that.
Easily.
No.
I'm ready.
Especially if you have your little dimples.
No.
You have $2 million?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck, no. Hey, stop. No, stop no, with the $2 million. No, I'm just saying, look.
$10,000?
Hey.
Listen. I'm just saying, you guys can't take anything seriously on this show. Because in this show, it's a show.
We have a song that we can take things serious.
No, we're not going to do that. No,
no. Oh, shit.
Let's get serious.
No, no.
Serious. No. It's time to get serious.
No, no.
Serious.
I didn't mean it like that. No. I'm just saying, like, you guys, like the fake fellas, don't know how to do segments, man. Like, the Ask the Fellas show.
Talking shit.
That's all they do is fucking just talk shit all fucking day.
What the fuck? Yeah.
This show's going to be unlistenable, bro.
What do you mean unlistenable?
Unlistenable.
That's like 54 syllables.
That's a lot.
Unlistenable.
But let's see if you guys can manage this shit.
Right.
You,
okay, go.
Have you guys ever been to a pho, like one of those restaurants that like has
pho? Pho restaurant?
Yeah. But they have some hilarious ass fucking names, man. Have you guys seen those fucking like restaurants that are called, like, let's say, like,
oh, fuck it.
Like, yes.
Fuck it. The one on Second Street?
Yeah.
Yes. What about Fucking?
Yeah, I've seen Fucking.
Really?
I've seen that one. Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, there's a bunch of those.
Okay.
So, can you guys come up with some pho names?
Fuck you, Vietnamese food.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I've seen that.
And we went to, that was in Altadena, no?
Probably.
How about her?
Fuck her.
Oh, fuck her. Oh, yeah. I love that one. That was pretty good, actually.
Hey, how about fuck him? I mean,
I wouldn't go to that.
No.
I've seen fuck her.
Yeah.
Like fuck her. Like,
okay.
You know?
Okay. Like meet the fuckers?
Exactly. Just perfect. Like that.
Or perfect. fuck and chicken. Or fucking kitchen.
Yes.
Fuck and chicken. I mean, fucking kitchen. Yeah, I don't know why he keeps saying chicken.
I don't,
you're hungry, fool.
I think I'm hungry.
Yeah. Hungry. You want to fuck a chicken?
I think I'm chicken.
I've seen fucking great.
Oh,
have you seen that one?
Oh, that's good.
That was a fucking good
next door to fucking amazing, too.
Fucking amazing.
But do you guys eat that shit? Do you guys like that?
Yeah, I like it, man.
Yeah, I've had pho. I've had the banh mi.
One of the first meals I remember us eating was at pho over here in Compton.
Aside from your
ass. Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah. Bitch, I don't eat ass.
No.
Fuck it. Also looked at Victoria's like, you know. Before,
did you tell him?
He's like, that's a lie.
You told him?
I was like, what?
You told him?
I know you don't eat ass. He's the one that said it.
Oh, so he's an ass eater.
You don't eat ass?
Nah.
No?
It's just not my thing.
It's not appetizing.
Is it because you don't want to reciprocate it?
No, I just don't do it. I don't know. Like, the two things I don't fuck with, I don't fuck with toes and I don't fuck with ass.
Whoa, come on!
I'm
offended!
You should be.
One of the qualifying things for me is toes. Right? Now, you got to have cute toes, cute feet.
Well, yeah, shit.
No, yeah, you know but I mean? It's like, just...
Jericho wouldn't be our producer/engineer if he didn't have nice feet.
It just doesn't do anything for me. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I think toes just say, like, if they take care of the small details.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you got cute toes, your pussy's probably going to taste good.
Well, you don't want smelly toes, for sure, right?
Yeah.
But you can put some toes in your mouth, right?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to put toes in my mouth.
Why not?
Because he's a pod driver guy.
I just don't.
When you're pod driving, you're not sensual.
You're not worried about that.
No, it's when you go slow and shit.
Are in the way when you're pod driving.
So,
No. So
when the toes like all in your face, you don't ever want to like bite that shit?
He has fucking blinders on.
I'll twist them out.
No. But see, that shit slows you down. That's like a little speed bump in the fucking love department, bro.
Yeah.
You know what? Suck on them toes, and you'll, like, the jackrabbit will slow down to a little.
Yeah. This one's going to need, like, ranch and hot sauce. Because that's what puts
shit
on everything.
I'm not going to put that fucking disgusting, bro. No. I'm not doing that. Not on toes. You know what? I'm going to ruin something for you guys.
Oh, okay.
So some girl, one time she had told me, she's like, have you ever paid attention to the girl's feet when you're, like, boning her, like, missionary? And I'm like, not really. Nah. And she's like, look at how ugly feet look when they're just flat like this. And look how sexy they look when they're like curved in. And if I find a picture, I'll send it to you guys. But this was a long time ago. And she sent me like pictures of her doing this and doing this. And I was like, God damn, that makes a big fucking difference.
But with her legs up and pussy out?
I don't know.
Show me the picture.
Send to the group chat.
I want to see this alleged picture.
This was like 17 years ago.
Oh, they're going to be blurry.
I like that, sir. I like how you covered that up.
This was a long time ago.
This is a BlackBerry picture?
Long before I was married with
you. It was emailed.
Let me check my Yahoo.
That shit was 300 by 300 pixels. God damn.
That's just going to be blurry. You fucking zoom in. No, and that's the thing. But I'm gonna look it up online. I'm gonna Google this shit. And it really did look a lot sexier, like with the feet like going in.
Well, that's why they were heels, man. Heels, yeah. The way their fucking feet look when they're heels and shit, yeah. They look a lot sexier than yes. when they're in flats.
Right.
Man. And it's always like, some fat ass girl in flats.
Yeah. But see, what happens when they're wearing heels? Their ass just all of a sudden gets a little everything elevated. Gets
the calves,
lifted, right? The their calves. Titties, they got to perk out their chest a little more. Their fucking posture is better. Everything's better with heels, though.
Oh, right. Beautiful.
Man. Everything.
Some 4-inch. You don't even got to go that high.
Fucking
four
love it, bro.
Fuck, yeah. I need to come somebody's back. Sorry.
This is getting fucking turned up.
My bad.
He's like, you better pick the cheapest motherfucker in here. Who
know,
was
right?
it?
Chavo.
Chavo?
No, it was himself.
You better come on. You better come on your own back.
Listen, last time we were shitting on girls for all kinds of shit, wearing their hair up, like not wearing like cute clothes or some shit like that. And I know the women were a little fucking offended.
Some of them did.
Why were they offended?
If
you're doing it, fucking stop being offended.
I think we are just most ridiculous species when we talk about bushing about women, like bashing women. When we would all be very happy if the girls with the ugly ass hair and all that shit, if they were sucking on our dicks, or if they'd been over for us.
All I'm saying is this show is a public service announcement.
Yes.
Right. And we're trying to let women know what kind of things turn us on.
Yeah. And I agree with the segment you had. There's certain things that a girl won't tell another girl because they don't want to be mean, or they don't want to seem like they're hating, or they any of that. So they need a guy to tell them the truth. I don't like girls with big ass eyelashes that look like they're going to fucking like wrap me up and shit, right?
Like a fucking Venus flytrap.
Yeah, so I'm like, so I don't like that. And I would let somebody know, like, fuck, that's not appealing.
It's excessive.
We don't need it.
No.
Those fucking long ass nails.
Oh, my God. There's a girl.
What the fuck is that about?
There's a girl at the gym.
Who told you
that
was something that we like?
Okay, but now what do we like? Let them know. Let the girl know.
Let's make up.
Let the people know.
The people. The fake people. Sorry, go ahead.
What we like as men, man. That's what they want to know.
Less is more.
Less is more.
Yeah.
Sure.
Less is better. Yeah.
So fucking get your nails done.
French tip.
French tip.
Yep.
They don't have to, you know.
Medium length. Maybe?
No, not even
your
medium.
Own nail.
Your own nail too.
Your own nail.
What if they bite their nails and shit?
Don't bite your nails.
Don't bite your nails.
That's not sexy.
If you bite your nails, then you need to have
something, like a little something.
But dude, if it's your own nail and it's French tipped and you know a nice little color, boom,
done.
That's
it.
That's it. That's all you need.
Hey, but have you guys seen? All the young girls, they brought back the baggy pants. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah. That's coming.
I'm not looking at young girls.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's coming back. It's coming back.
Look in their 20s.
In their 20s. Girls in their 20s.
Barlow's age. Go ahead.
Barlow's age, right?
35.
But, like, if you're wearing baggy pants, just wear a tight shirt. It kind of evens out, right?
Give us something.
Give us a little something. And if you're wearing a big-ass baggy sweatshirt, wear some tight pants.
Some tight pants. Yeah,
that's like the reverse cholos nowadays, right?
Right.
They wear the skinny jeans and the big shirts.
Right.
What the fuck is that?
So,
oh,
wow. So just give us
gay side gangsters, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, terrible. Women, give us something to look at. If it's not the tight pants, it's the tight tops. Whatever. It's just a little alluring.
Something tight, bro.
Not too much makeup.
Right.
I won't recognize you the next day if you went to the pool. Like, who the fuck are you?
You know what's always a sexy
ass
look?
Or you can't get in the pool because they're fucking makeup.
Yes, don't do that.
A sexy look is always like a girl in some tight jeans, a white tank top with a Dodger jersey.
Shit.
The jersey's open and it's a white tank top, midriff. You can see a little bit of the tummy.
I love the tummy.
You can see their cleavage there.
And their hair?
Nothing excessive. In a ponytail or... ponytail with that's going through a hat, the LA hat
something
on.
Something basic,
and that's sexy. Right? There was some tennis shoes, let's go to the ball
that's,
game.
That's you don't have to go and pay $300 for nails or fucking eyelashes, any of that.
No extensions.
Less
use that.
Barlow
shit,
said less is more. Yes.
Yeah. You know what? I have
use
a story.
Use that money you saved on fucking some enchiladas.
Right.
Yes.
Dude, I have a story real quick. Like I have a cousin, female cousin. She wears a lot of fucking makeup, bro. And 2 days ago, my daughter was like, oh, can I FaceTime my tia? And I'm like, she's probably busy. And she's like, oh, well, I'm a FaceTimer. And so she FaceTimes her, and my cousin's wearing no makeup.
Right.
Oh, she's wearing no fucking makeup.
And your daughter didn't recognize her.
Yeah, she was after,
like, can you put my tia online, please?
Oh, after she hung up, she's like, She's like, what happened to my tia? And I'm like, I'm like, baby, that's her real face.
Yeah. Oh.
I told her, I go, that's her real face. And she's like, she doesn't look like that. Like,
yeah.
Because she's always caking on the fucking makeup.
She's probably like dark skin, and she probably was like light skin. Fucking
right, and it's
on.
Just, but I have a theory that wearing so much makeup kills their fucking skin.
It, probably. And, yeah, then you so, need it more.
Right, so then but once I, they take it off, they look fucking dead,
my bro. You know, not to shit on my sister, but my sister does that. And like we make fun of her because we're like, dude, if you get lost somewhere and you're not wearing makeup, we're not gonna find you. Like we're gonna be like, who the fuck are you? Get away from my family. She puts on too much
like
makeup.
We have no pictures. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Like okay. Yeah.
All right, brother. Let's keep it positive, please.
Okay. Sorry.
No. Stuff that we like.
Honestly, man, I think females just need to work more on their personality versus their fucking what they look like.
Absolutely.
Look, they can hear that from a million guys, and they're not gonna give a shit. Right. They're gonna look. They're gonna because they're not just dressing for us. They're dressing to compete with other girls.
They're mostly dressing for that.
With
yeah.
other females.
And that's what I've heard that a lot.
But you know what? Put a girl in some fucking sports clothes. Let her go to a fucking basketball court and let her fucking actually play basketball. She's going to get tons of
fucking
attention
hot
from guys. Sure. You know, because she actually is doing something, not just standing there trying to look cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Unfortunately, the whores do get the attention.
Like, come on!
No,
what? It's true, what? He said horrors.
Horrors.
I understand what he said.
No, not horrors.
The horrors.
H-O-R-R-O-R-S.
Horrors.
Oh, did you say horrors?
Horrors.
Okay, my bad.
Because the they love the attention.
Get the attention first. Yeah. Because
and it fucks it up. For the rest have to catch up.
No, they do. Especially when you're young. Like the girls that are whores or that are whorish.
Yeah.
The guys want to give the girls their attention because they think, oh, these are the easy ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what they want to go for, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately for the guy, you know, he's going to be immature at the same fucking time. And he's going to be like, hey, I'm going to take the easy fucking road.
Well, and that's how guys get caught up when they cheat. They there's a hoe out there who fucking, this guy's taken. I want to take him. So that way I can fuck that up, right? And that's why I recommend to guys who want to cheat, like, never go with the hoes. You got to, if you want to not get caught. You gotta get away from the hoes and stick to the pros.
Yeah. Okay.
Down with hoes.
That's a good
down
one.
Down with hoes, up with pros.
Pros, yeah. But pros meaning hookers.
But,
go ahead.
But the hoe. Yeah, yeah. The hoe all of us just stays single for a long time because she wants to keep hoeing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And then she passes the prime.
They wanna find the best guy.
And usually those guys that are they're hooking up with. They ain't taking them seriously.
No, they're not.
No.
Because they're being hoes with those guys.
Yeah.
Until they get them pregnant.
Yeah. But and that still doesn't mean that guy's going to stick around.
Well, and see, the problem is when the neighborhood hoe gets pregnant, they throw off the whole equilibrium of the neighborhood.
Yeah. They fuck it up for everybody.
And
that's where fucking gang fights start. Yeah. Yep. Fucking drive-by shootings and shit.
Whole populations of people are gone. Yeah. Exactly. That's how Chirac started.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about the Helen of Troy? What are you guys talking about?
That's back in the those gangs.
There's designated hoe in every
neighborhood. There are wars that have been started. Because of women.
Fucking Trojan horse,
because
bro.
The Trojan War
was started because of fucking Helen of Troy.
Yeah. Also gets the neighborhood hoe pregnant. So now I got to go... Fuck the hoe from Southgate.
Yeah.
And then now all the Southgate fools are after me. And then fights.
You guys are terrible.
Shooting each other.
Yep. I thought we were being serious here, guys.
No, but for real.
That's facts.
I thought we were being serious.
Let's get serious, guys.
It's time to get serious. Serious.
Woo!
No, I didn't mean it like that. Come on.
I like the woo.
Woo! Like Ric Flair.
Yeah. Woo!
Woo!
Another wrestling champion.
That's right.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas, man. I'm fucking tired.
I'm tired of what?
Of these motherfuckers. Shit. Let me get out of here.
How long have we been recording?
Fucking 10 hours, dude.
It feels like
10 fucking hours with these two.
Today.
All right, guys.
Oh, shit, sorry. I thought we had our own.
You see this shit?
You gotta take your shit.
Fucking 3 episodes in.
Okay, guys.
Well, it is their episode.
3
bro.
Episodes in. Trying to nut on your back. Episode.
You stepped on
You can hear our episode when you're on the cruise.
You know what? I won't.
No, you should. You should listen to every time you stop at a different city, and our numbers are gonna go sky high, bro.
Now they're like, oh, now we're international in Honduras.
Yeah, we're
international in Belize,
Caribbean.
That's right.
For some reason, we're only heard in like prostitute houses in those countries.
You know, just be happy that your cruise liner isn't made by Boeing, bro.
Shit.
You're right. Dude.
Because, goddamn, have you seen all the shit that they've been going through?
The CEO is fucking...
he stepped down. He
stepped down.
But finally.
Okay. I know we need to get out of here, but...
We can stay.
But he's like, the CEO's like, yeah, I'll be stepping down at the end of the year.
Oh.
He wants to keep getting paid.
Like, wait. No, he has a buyout. I'm sure he has a fucking buyout. No. So why the fuck do they let him stay to the end of the year?
Because they have these succession plans. They take months. The boards, all that kind
of
shit.
I didn't ask you for a fucking legitimate fucking...
I know. This was like, oh, thank you for asking.
Yeah. As a matter of fact,
this shit was rhetorical.
I actually know one of the candidates. She's been with Boeing, third generation employees since 1994.
We don't need your research.
I know. Yeah.
This is asking.
Marlos was about to make some shit up.
Yeah.
Their whole model changed when they merged with McDonnell Douglas.
Yeah. This is how we do it in the Faith Fellowship.
I mean, when
facts over facts.
When McDonnell Douglas ran shit, it was like they valued.
They were bringing somebody from Northrop Grumman, but they said no, not
and this there. Motherfucker, too.
People don't appreciate facts.
They're like facts over hilarity.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I'd rather give you facts than make you laugh.
Cut all that shit out.
Cut out the truth, he said. Cut out the facts.
Cut all that shit out.
I will. Don't worry about it.
What the hell is wrong with these guys?
I'll bleep everything.
Oh, they have to have a fucking succession plan and shit. Succession plan, blah, blah, blah. Mary Carey was fucking...
He said Mary Carey.
Who the fuck Mary Carey?
That's
Northrop Grumman.
That bitch was almost our governor.
I thought she told, like... Fucking lotions and shit.
That's Mary Kay.
Oh, my bad.
Mary Kay.
She had, like, oh,
Mary
pink Kay. Cadillac.
Marie Kay was the other one.
Hey, did you guys ever use the Avon?
The roller?
The roller.
Yeah.
That shit ever.
That shit got stuck. It would pull you.
The shit out of your fucking armpit.
It would pull the hair sometimes.
Well, you were solid.
You're a hairy motherfucker.
Yeah, you were solid until you were about 11, 12. Once you started growing hair, then you had to stop.
It would get stuck on the little ball.
Yeah. Be like, fuck, mom. And you just walk.
It took my three hairs.
Yeah,
by Menon.
Shit.
All right, fellas, time to get the fuck out of here, man. Good show. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
But the great thing is,
we won't see them again for a while.
Damn.
Are you gonna
be here next week for next week's recording?
Oh, we need
You know what?
We'll be back next week, Tyler.
We'll episode 4.
Yes, sir.
Since we brought that shit up, you know what? I'm going to make sure that I am able to record.
He's got a charter jet.
He's like, I'm canceling my cruise.
I'm actually not.
He's going to swim back.
Shit. You know what? Yeah. You know what? Fuck you guys. Be here next week. I don't give a fuck. I'm getting a cruise. I'm a fucking lit.
I mean, you know what? You guys are so insensitive. Jackie, how's your foot? Is your ankle all healed up?
It's fucking great. I'm at like 95% right now.
Okay, exit.
Anyway, all right. Faithful episode number 3.
Fucking assholes, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey. That said, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers. No,
I don't say that. I just say thank you guys for... Hey, man, thank you, Jericho, for inviting us today.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it. Always great laughs. And Olson's out.
Yeah, man. You know what? Thank you guys for having
me. Yeah,
us.
Man. All the reason. Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
No, fuck.
Yeah.
You're going to have it. Fake fun. Hey, what do you want me to say?
No, man.
You say whatever
no
you
ma'am.
Want.
Say no, ma'am.
No, no ma'am. Ma'am.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. Al Bundy was he's a legend.
He is. He knew what he was talking about.
That's right. Great.
That's right. So, well, now that you threw me off, I wanted to say thank you for having us. And you guys continue to do good work. God's work.
Really? You guys like what we do?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cherokee, we love what you do.
I'm sorry, what?
What do they do?
Keep shitting on us, man?
What the fuck?
Hey, Cherokee, we show up.
The last time that we, the first time we met was here at the last time we were together at the super location.
That's right.
Since then, we're like good friends now, man. We play basketball every Thursday. We're like friends.
Miguel thought we were like friends.
Yeah, we're talking the other day. He's like, how long you guys know each other? Like 5-6 years? And we're like, dude, I just met this fool like 3 months
ago.
5-6 weeks.
You're not supposed to make friends after 40.
Is it a bald thing or what is it?
Dude, we are a lot of
bald
people.
Bald brotherhood.
I'm even going to grow my beard.
Yeah.
You're about to shave it off.
No, I'm going to trim it.
I'm going to grow my beard in.
Get some sun.
So meet him halfway. Just meet him halfway. Yeah.
No, I don't know if I'll get that much sun.
He's going to get cancer. He's going to get that much sun.
Hey, Chavo's going to end up looking like Nipsey powder and shit. Oh, man. Fucking great fucking show, man. I feel bad for Jericho, man. This shit. I don't know what your plan
just
is.
Just fucking play that
to
shit.
Edit
through.
This shit, but.
There's no editing in this one.
Okay.
That's it. I'm just going to play it right
fucking,
through,
hey, enjoy that shit, fucking.
And fuck
listeners.
You again, fucking also.
Wait, why?
Just because he edits the show because, you know, he lives in the super secret location.
You're right. Wait, oh, what? So that's why you get to edit the show.
Oh, lucky Jericho.
You know what? Give me
I'm
a chance.
Sure if you.
Wow, you really want to.
You can't even reach a keyboard, though.
Oh, my God.
That would be like just clicking shit.
The fuck?
Hey, can I do my fucking outro? God damn it.
Carlos was so rude. I know.
Carlos said, fuck you. Also, he pointed at me.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
With his middle finger.
There's only one.
With his middle finger. Yeah. Motherfucker. All right,
you
look. All right, I got a joke. I'm ending this shit on a joke, man.
All right.
What does the receptionist at a sperm bank say as a client leaves? Thanks for coming.
Oh. Hey. I got a joke.
Let's go.
I hope it's a funny one. Go ahead.
I got a joke, bro. Why don't gay people like to go to sleep?
Let's ask him.
Hey, Carlos.
Why is this motherfucker going to point at me? What the fuck?
Well, you're the resident gay guy, right?
No, he's not.
The resident gay guy.
I thought you disliked these motherfuckers.
Right? I mean, but they're not gay.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you know what?
Fucking also been stroking me all show. Like, what the fuck?
You know what? I forgot. Chavo's a wrestler.
Hell yeah. He's the new resident gay guy. Go ahead, Chavo.
I put you guys in a Saturday night, baby. Saturday night. Have you guys seen the meme of the Splato that got done this weekend?
No, we don't watch gay porn.
Look up, it's called a Splato, and it's a fucking hole that one guy did to another guy,
I'm not gonna watch gay porn
spread.
Today, bro. No,
it is fucking.
Today's not the day to watch gay porn. Sorry.
Hey, can you spell that for me?
Splato, Spladele,
Gay.
Splato. It's a combination of
don't search that on the boat on the ship. International, you'll get arrested.
They're gonna arrest.
Oh,
you.
No! I'll be fine.
International
water.
International water. But they might kidnap you somewhere.
I can kill a man and I'll be okay.
Jerky. So what? What's the
look up?
What?
Look
wait. Why can't they sleep? Wait. Why can't Chavo sleep?
Jerky. Oh yeah.
Hey, look at the Splato. I'm telling you, that shit was sick. And that guy, the guy that got put in the Splato, he ended up wrestling and taking third in national. So he was a good wrestler.
With the move like the Splato, I'd be surprised if he didn't play.
Hey, go home and tell your wife, hey, baby.
Let's Splato.
Let's Splato. She's like, bitch, we ain't got no play, Splato.
Hey, tell her, let me put you in the Splato. Let me put you in the Splato.
Bitch, we better not end up scissoring
On Thursday when we play basketball, I'm gonna put also in the Splato.
Put a different fucking Splato.
Hey, lucky for him, I'm not going Thursday, but yeah, fuck it.
This was already hurt.
Hey, I'm injured.
Is your son gone?
Yeah, Mike.
Holy shit!
All right,
hey, we gotta turn his ass out real quick.
Damn, your families hang out too.
Yeah.
No, oh, yeah.
We've known this motherfucker for fucking
20 plus years.
Chavo, 20 plus years I've never hung out with his family.
Chavo met my wife already.
Damn.
I met them when they were having their anniversary.
Yeah.
But then the anniversary, I was like, so I assumed he was gonna come because to play basketball. It was their anniversary. That actual Thursday.
It was our 15 year.
But he's like, hey, babe, for our anniversary, we're going to go play basketball. So come on, and you go work out. So fuck it. When I'm done playing basketball, we'll go home.
Wow. She came to the gym. Awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's why you guys are still together.
She worked out and everything. It's cool.
That's why they're still together. Right?
That's why I'm doing that. That's why we're. Yeah. She's getting the Play-Doh today.
Play-Doh, bitch.
Play-Doh, sorry.
Splato. Hey, you know what? I really want to know this fucking punchline, Jericho.
God damn it.
What the fuck? What is the fucking punchline?
All right, so why don't gay people want to go to sleep?
Why?
I don't know.
Because then they're going to sleep 8 hours straight.
Ah!
God damn it.
Horrible. I think that was worse than my joke.
Hey, don't say those jokes on the fake fella. Jericho, cut that shit.
Oh, man. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I don't have any shows this week.
I got one.
The Gentleman.
What? Yeah, on Netflix.
Oh, you do? Which one is it?
I haven't watched The Gentleman yet.
Oh, The Gentleman's good.
Is it?
It's good.
Yeah. All right. You know, is that another one of your gay movies or gay shows?
No, No, it's about gentlemen.
Oh, okay. All
right. It's about gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
You know, I'm gentle on you. All right.
I've seen it. I've seen the trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm gravitating towards watching it.
Made by Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
It's good.
So that should be good. That should be really good.
All right.
But I gravitate towards sci-fi.
Oh, okay.
So this new one, Three Body Count, or Three Body...
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Boom. Sounds gay as fuck.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm in.
Three Body Problem is a new Netflix series that just came out. It's a science fiction type of show. It's so fucking good. I actually was watching it this past weekend at 1 in the morning, but I was fucking drunk as fuck. So I didn't remember anything about the first episode.
You gotta watch it again.
So I went back and watched it. Because I was like, I saw this shit, but I don't remember shit.
Yeah.
Then I saw it, and I was like, fucking badass. So I watched the first episode, second episode, and I was like, yes.
Who are the actors? Any famous actors?
It's a show by Game of Thrones writers.
Okay.
So there's some Game of Thrones actors in it. Yes.
Nice. There's dragons fucking each other?
There are no dragons. It's sci-fi. You know what? There might be dragons.
Episode
eventually.
4? Maybe.
There might be dragons.
Later on.
It's good, though. Three Body Problem. Watch that shit.
Hey, it's on Netflix?
Netflix.
Okay. You know what? There's been a lot of buzz about that fucking Roadhouse.
Remake. Oh, it's good. I saw
it. You saw terrible.
It? I saw
what?
It. It's good.
Like, it looks whack.
It is horrible.
What?
It's great. Whack as fuck.
I still want to watch it.
It's
what
great.
I know it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
And what's his name? The MMA?
Conor McGregor.
I saw the
I'm out.
No, he was all right in it. He was all right.
The bunch of Splatos.
No, I saw the Patrick Swayze one. The Patrick Swayze one was pretty dope.
That
man.
One was pretty good.
Man,
you're so gay.
What?
What's wrong with Patrick Swayze?
You obviously have not seen Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze in it.
That's the OG one, right?
That's the OG one.
Is that the one where they're dancing and
they're
like,
that's the one where
they're like dirty.
That's dirty, dirty dancing.
No.
That's Jericho last week.
Yeah.
Jericho, you didn't do a movie today.
Yo.
What?
Oh, that's right.
You didn't do a movie.
What are you talking about?
Wait, is that the one where the girls are playing with Play-Doh?
No.
And then they got her like in a movie.
There's a guy behind her that's dead.
Let me tell you something. Dude, Roadhouse was one of the movies.
That's Ghost.
What? That is Ghost. That fucking Ghost. This was fucking up. Yo,
Jackie, are you drunk?
And yes. Roadhouse was one of the movies that we dubbed. We rented and we dubbed it. My aunt and my mom, they had no clue what the fuck it was about. We were like fucking 12-year-old kids. And we would watch this movie religiously, bro. And one day they happen to walk in when the dude is boning a chick in the closet.
In Barlow's closet?
No. In like, they have their own closet.
Oh, shit.
And they're like, what the fuck are you guys? They took we lost our Roadhouse tape.
shit.
No, nah, but the original Roadhouse was a good movie,
and
bro.
Yeah, and then your aunt and uncle were watching it?
No, it was the kids. The kids were watching.
So if I were to review Roadhouse, the new one, I'm sorry, Chavo, because you liked it, right?
I liked it, yeah.
But this wasn't a cinematic, it wasn't a film. Like, it wasn't like Roadhouse the original, bro. Right. It was just like, there was things happening, sure, but there was nothing for me to be invested in. There was nothing for me to be interested in.
Let me ask, have you guys seen American Fiction?
Yes.
I have not.
That's a movie with a fucking actual script that has actual purpose behind it.
American Fiction.
Yeah, exactly. You see, that's because we're fucking are trained to watch a bunch of junk.
Yes, like
Roadhouse was great back in the 80s. It was great.
See, that's why I don't watch shit like that. I watch shit like Three Body Problem.
Yeah. You need to have a fucking dragon in there, bitch.
No, there's no dragon in there.
Oh, sorry.
You know what Roadhouse needed? A fucking dragon.
Two dragons, actually.
Two dragons.
The dragon needed to be fucking somebody in the closet.
Hey, and one needed to be in a splato.
Yeah.
No, but the new Roadhouse, I thought it was good. It was entertaining.
You gotta go. Fucking, shut the fuck up.
It was good. It was funny.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Well, with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. Five stars.
Yes.
With that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars where it didn't happen. Protect your
mind. And don't play that horrible song at the end
man,
of this episode.
Yeah, man, play something
episode.
Else.
Fellas episode.
Play Dead Air.
Dead Air. Dead Air, then.
No. Wait.
We have the guy.
Play Barlos' car. Play Barlos' car for the left. Play that. Loop it. Go, Barlos. Loop that. Go.
You know why you laugh now?
What?
We're gonna, I'll laugh later, too.
We're going to listen to it.
Turn it on.
As I'm leaving and I rev up my car, you're going to be like, oh, that's a tough car.
That's a tough car.
Muscle,
we're going to be like, pussy.
That's a muscle car.
That's a muscle car. That's a muscle car. Where's that gay guy driving?
That guy must have a dual carburetor in there.
Dual.
That fool downloaded a really nice ringtone. Also out. Frank Fella's out.
Woo! To me, there are three things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son cuatro compas de misterio. Y en la plática los cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto une sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Disculpas, no tienen pelos en